I was in a hotel in New York City because I had just did a podcast with Jason Flum, the Wrongful Conviction podcast. Okay, I did that, and I'm in this hotel, and I need to get an Uber. I don't know how to download the Uber app onto my phone, but I have a credit card that I never used either. Okay, so I stopped this guy, and I asked him to give me instructions. I said, "Hey, guy, could you help me, you know, try to download this app, this Uber app on my phone so I can use my credit card?" Excuse my language. He says, "You f***ing kidding me?" Right? I said, "Yeah, you know." He says, "No, seriously, you f***ing kidding me?" I said, "Yeah." I said, I need help." He says, "Guy, what are you talking about?" I said, "Listen, man, I just got out of jail 27 years for a crime I didn't commit. And I got this phone and I got this card here, and I don't really know what to do." He says, "Come on, dude. You don't look like you did 27 years in prison, and you got a smile on your face." He's like, "I wouldn't be smiling." This is what he tells me, right? I said, Google my name into your phone, Valentino Dixon." He put it up. He says, "Holy shit. Damn, dude. Wow, you're telling the truth." He says, "Hey, man, I'll do whatever you want." He says, "Man, I'll do whatever you want." And he hooked it all up for me. He says, "Dude, I got goosebumps coming through my body." He's like, "Wow, I can't believe this." He said, "Dude, you changed my life." He said, "You made me look at life in a whole different way." You know, and that's just one example of the many things that has transpired in the last 50 days.